Random House Audio presents The Tin Horse by Janice Steinberg. Read for you by Kate McGregor Stewart. I shoved on back into the store, passed through a partition, and found a small dark woman reading a law book at a desk. She had the fine drawn face of an intelligent Jewess. Raymond Chandler, The Big Sleep. We tell ourselves stories in order to live. Joan Didion, The White Album. Chapter 1. Elaine. Elaine, what's this? Poetry? He shoots a glance at me, his face so young, so eager. Then his eyes return to the folder he's opened on the dining room table. Let me see it, I say, but he begins reading aloud. Each fig hides its flower deep within its heart. Josh! I reach out my hand and give him what my kids call the acid regard. Even as I feel, against my back, the trunk of the fig tree in our yard in Boyle Heights, feel for a moment stirring in my bones the impossibly tender 18-year-old self who wrote those words. Sure, okay, if you want to look at them first. He hands over the folder, but adds, these belong in the archive. He's well-named Joshua. Didn't he make the walls come tumbling down? I thought it was a godsend when the library at the University of Southern California asked me to donate my papers to their special collections.